Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. I believe one of the hardest things to do in life and one of the most important things to do is forgive. Many people have heard the phrase, unforgiveness or bitterness are like drinking poison, expecting to hurt the other person. One reason I believe many people don't want to forgive is they don't fully understand what forgiveness is, and more importantly, what it isn't. A great definition of forgiveness is this: giving up all hope of ever having a better past. It's a waste of time to hope for a better past. However, we can have, through forgiveness, hope for a better present and a better future. A few thoughts about what forgiveness isn't. Forgiveness is not giving someone who hurt you the opportunity to do it again. I can forgive someone for the hurt they caused me as a child, but I will not give them the opportunity to repeat it. Forgiveness is not pretending that the offense never happened. It's also not saying that what someone did to you is okay. I can forgive someone and still believe what they did was wrong. I personally have been forgiven many times for things that I did wrong. Maybe you have too. Also, forgiving is not forgetting. Has anyone ever told you to forgive and forget? Well, I don't know about you, but the only things I forget are the things I really want to remember. Like what I was looking for in the kitchen, or where I put that important paper that I put in a very specific spot so I wouldn't lose it, but now I can't remember where I put it. I also have a hard time forgetting other things I don't want to remember, like the lyrics to old songs from my younger days. So when someone tells me to forgive and forget, I think what they really mean is forgive, and then forget about ever taking revenge or retaliation. Or maybe forgive and forget about the situation being perfect in your own eyes. Sometimes we must forgive someone who doesn't ask for it or even deserve it. Many times when we refuse to forgive someone, the person we refuse to forgive is not affected by our decision at all. Often they're fat, dumb, and happy going along in their lives while we sit in anger, plotting revenge, and living in bitterness. Maybe the person who hurt us is no longer around, possibly not even alive. Yet their action and our unforgiveness is still running our lives, or possibly ruining our lives. Remember a time when one of my kids' teachers really offended me. I became bitter and angry, talking about them, telling everyone who would listen what a horrible person they were. Got to the point that no matter what she did, even nice things, it offended me. Eventually, I became convicted of my behavior and realized that what she had done was done, and that my bitterness and anger was eating me up. I had to choose to forgive her. No, I didn't call her and say, "I really can't stand you, and I've been bitter for a long time, but today I've forgiven you." I was angry and hurt, and when I chose to forgive her in my heart, the anger and bitterness left me. She didn't change. I did. I got relief from the anxiety and bitterness. Do you harbor bitterness and anger because of what someone's done to you? Is it affecting you more than it's affecting them? I encourage you to forgive them today, not for their sake, but for yours. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.